Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher. And as we always say, for 5.5 years, you are the key person. You are the catechist with your life experiences. We are going to learn something today. We love the Take Two family. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, you're part of the Take Two family. We consider you part of the family. So call in when Jerry shares the topic, because you may have something to say about this, and we can learn and grow and walk away a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. That's what Take Two is all about. So Jerry, I'm looking forward to this topic that you put on the calendar.
Yeah, well, I'll give the phone number, and then you will have that number and be ready to call when you hear what the topic is about today. Unless you've already been to take2show.com, then you know what the topic is. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. We're talking today about long-distance relationships. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you've established, say, a long-distance a friendship, have you maintained a friendship from a significant distance? Do you have a family member who is far away from you that you correspond with and you use modern technology and the means of social media and online ways to keep in touch with them? Maybe it's maybe you're trying to build a life together with someone of the opposite sex over a long distance relationship right now. Maybe you're in Utah and they're in Delaware or something, you know. So just want to talk about how that's going, because Debbie, I think with technology and with the ability to travel more freely, up until most recently anyway, but I would say the technology, the social media, many ways to really, I think, build a long distance or maintain a long distance relationship than there might have been some time ago.
Okay, so we can expand this to a friendship. It doesn't have to be just a dating relationship.
No, not at all.
Okay, all right, I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, I can participate then.
Well, even our social media manager, Jeff Burson, his son is deployed in the military. Mm. So there's an example right there. If you're holding a friendship together, or a family member is away, deployed somewhere, maybe they work in a distant city from you. It could be your husband or your wife who is at a distance right now because of whatever circumstances, work, what have you. 833-288-3986. This is your program, so dial in and take it away.
833-288-3986. Rich Jesse is answering the calls today. You'll love to talk to Rich. Michael Birchfield is at the controls. Jeff Burson is at social media. Fill up those phone lines. Let's talk about long distance relationships, all kinds of relationships. I love that, Jerry. So what do you want to learn about it? Like, what's the most creative way to keep it going? What we think about it? What's your angle?
Yeah, well, I said in the paragraph that I put on the website, I said whether it's a friendship with a high school classmate, a family member who moved across the country, a romantic interest in someone, the endurance of these relationships can often require a lot of patience and sacrifice. So I just said, have you maintained a long-distance relationship? How has that gone for you? Do you find it easier now with the high-tech means of staying in touch? So I think maybe the good things and the challenges, because I've shared on the show before, we went to a high school exchange program when I was in high school, and we went to John Glenn High School on Long Island, New York, and I was from a little small coastal town in Washington State. 150 students, they had 2,000 students, and a young lady and I kind of became enamored of each other, and we corresponded, and one summer, she would come out and visit me, and I would go out and visit her family, and over time, it just wasn't doable. But I'm thinking now, Debbie, this is, oh my God, how that would have been 40 plus years ago, the ability to be close, quote unquote, be close to someone who's physically far away, I think is very much more prevalent nowadays. So that's kind of what I'm looking for, and hopefully we will get some takes on this.
Okay, let's go, Take Two family. 833-288-3986. Can I go a little bit off topic for a second? Because I'm just cracking up here. I'm having like major difficulties. Can I share? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. In Arizona, we don't really use umbrellas very much. So most of us don't even have them. If they are, they're in our closet, they're packed away. I know you're saying, oh, poor us, right? But it's hilarious today. We got hit with a rainstorm this morning, and today is trash day in our neighborhood. And all of us ran out without any umbrellas or any covering. We all got soaking wet. It was the silliest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm just saying. We're probably all going to get sick because we just don't prepare here in Arizona.
Well, yeah, it's the same. You know, I live in Southern California. It's basically the same. And I have made many visits to see family and friends in the Pacific Northwest. And they'll always say, hey, you should carry an umbrella with you. They try to hand you one. And I say, no, that's okay. Yeah. You know, part of it is I just think it's not going to rain. But even if it does rain, you know, I don't know. I just go around in the rain without an umbrella.
I know. It's hilarious. I mean, I got soaking wet. Marty left for work today. He's soaking wet. I mean, it's just, it's hilarious. Well, that's Arizona for you. Feel sorry for us, folks. But
yeah,
let me just remind everyone, we get sunshine 350 days a year. We really do. You do too in Southern California too.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're not trying to brag. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I know a lot of people have snow right now. You're shoveling snow. It's cold. And listen, you're in our prayers, okay? But you got to keep a sense of humor, all right? Because that's how we're going to get through this world together. But we need you. You don't want to hear Jerry and I going back and forth, and you certainly don't want to hear about Arizona blues here, okay? You want to call in and be the catechist. You want to share with us. You want to teach us. You want to share your life experiences so we can learn and grow. So don't sit this out. Don't be entertained, okay? 833-288-3986.
Okay, you may have just tuned in a little bit late here today. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Our topic is long-distance relationships. Have you had one before? A lot of people, most people think of, you know, romantic relationships when they hear that long distance phrase there. And that may be the case for you right now. Maybe you're involved in a long distance romantic relationship, maybe planning for marriage at some point, or maybe you have been. Give us a call and share that experience. Again, it could be a family member, a friend, someone far away, someone deployed in the military. What means do you use to stay in touch with them? Does that satisfy your heart's desire to be with them and to share your life with them? All kinds of directions we can go with this, but it's not going to go anywhere without you. So please, phone lines are starting to ring. 833-288-3986. This is your show. Let's do it.
Relationships, all kinds of relationships that you're in that are you know, far away. You know, the saying, Jerry, you know, there's out of sight, out of mind, you know, with long distance relationships, there's the absence makes the heart grow fonder. I think both of those statements, both of those very well known sayings have a lot of there's a lot of truth to them, you know, and we can explore that as well. But real quickly, before we get to the phones, and please call in 833-288-3986. I just wanted to highlight, if I can, Jerry, real fast. Listen for the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass celebrated every 2 hours. Also, the Rosary, chaplets, Stations of the Cross, and other devotionals every hour. And you can hear all of this on EWTN Radio Essentials on the EWTN app and at EWTN.com. Now, I just want to say something. The EWTN Radio Essentials, we have heard from our Take Two family that it has been such a lifeline to them, especially through 2020, the pandemic. And we're still, let's face it, folks, we're still continuing into 2021, that we're, you know, a lot of our listeners are confined to their homes, and, you know, and so they really count on EWTN Radio Essentials to be playing all these, you know, wonderful devotionals and the Mass every 2 hours. I mean, that's a gift, folks. That's a gift. And EWTN has you covered with that. So I just wanted to remind everybody.
Yeah, it's a gift to the entire world, actually.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So God bless EWTN for the Radio Essentials. Thank you, Deb. 833-288-3986. Establishing, developing, maintaining. Maybe you've had a long-distance friendship or relationship, and that just you just figured, hey, you know what? This is not going to work out. 833-288-3986. To Ann we go in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, listening on the internet at EWTN.com. Hi, Ann. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So what would you like to share?
Yes, so I was born in the Philippines and moved here in 98. And all these years, there's four of us, we eventually moved here to the United States. And we're all over the country, East Coast, South, and it takes us to travel for hours to see each other. But for the main part, since we moved here back in the 90s, we have been calling each other. We would rack up the phone bills to in the hundreds. And now it has eventually evolved from the WeChat platform to, I can't even remember what the other platforms we use, but now we mainly use the Messenger, and every now and then we just want to see each other. So, you know, and we're so close as sisters, and we have kept that going whether we see each other or not. But once a year or once in 2 years, we would see each other physically just to, you know, it's just so nice to be with each other and just spend time with us sisters. So it has really tremendously helped us. The technology now has really kept us going.
Well, that's great, Ann. You know, a lot of people use the same platforms that you're using, and I really love the fact that you and your siblings are still, it sounds like, very, very close to one another. Many families, for example, I live in Southern California. I've got a brother in Georgia, a brother in Washington State, a brother near where Debbie lives in Phoenix. So getting together at all is really hardly, you know, feasible unless, of course, we've had the occasions of a couple funerals in the family, not the most joyous of occasions. But for you to be able to do that and keep that going, you know, when you're not physically together, it just seems, Debbie, would all of those, you know, Facebook chats and online get-togethers would just seem to make the physical get-togethers so much more pleasant and joyful.
Absolutely. I love it as well. Yeah. And that's such a great use of technology to keep all of you together as a family. You know, Jerry and I do a lot of life coaching, and we work with a lot of clients, and they'll say things like, you know, I lost touch with this person, or, you know, this person moved, you know, several states away, you know, but really there isn't any real excuse for that, right? Because technology, we can stay together. We can get creative. If we really care, we'll make it happen. And you guys care, and that's a beautiful thing. That's love. And so, way to go! That's an inspiration. That's an, you know, that encourages all of us to really you know, pick up the phone and or go you know, on Skype or something, and just say, hey, let's Skype call today, and just really connect.
Yes, and we also touch, you know, our faith, keep in touch with our faith. And sadly, one has left the church, and the other one is right. We're all Catholic and grew up Catholic, but every now and then there would be questions, and we don't disagree. We just listen to each other. And one sister I'm concerned right now is you know, just have a lot of questions about the church, and she's leaving, and she's planning on leaving, but it's kind of like a good thing to keep in touch with her, to encourage her sometimes and explain to her the issues that she has and just listen. So, you know, it's so nice to be able to call her and talk to her without looking at the time, you know, racking up the minutes where we used to, you know, count the minutes when we talk, because it's so expensive. So now it's a lot better with the technology.
Right. And, well, God bless you, and keeping that line of communication open with your sister who is considering leaving the church is going to be a very, very important thing. And that means, I'm sure you understand this, but that means just living your faith with great fervor and joy, letting her see that, and keeping that line of communication open, wanting to know how she's doing, what's going on in her life, how are you feeling, and then, you know, without unloading on her, you know, like, you know, buying her a catechism and a Bible and 100 different Catholic books and stuff, just really letting the Holy Spirit work as she looks at you and your example of how joyful you are in your faith. And I think that could make a huge difference. Share the faith with her when you have opportunities and she seems open to it, but otherwise your example is going to be the key, I think, in this.
I agree, Jerry. If I can just, I feel prompted by the Spirit, and if your sibling is talking to you or at least sharing the reasons why they are considering stepping away for now from the Catholic Church or stepping away from the faith, there's a reason for that. And you guys listening, I think it's wonderful. But if there's anything you can share, not, I agree with Jerry, not to convince her to stay, but to share your faith from your heart. And I go back to this with everyone in religious education. People have asked me for many years, Debbie, you went through, you know, the priest scandal issue in the 90s, you know, that hit the Southwest in a really difficult way. You went through so many things. Why don't you leave? Why don't you leave? You're smarter than that. And I say every single time, it's so simple. The Eucharist. It's the source and summit of our faith. And if there's anything that she can just realize is how incredibly important, and you talk about a gift, it is the most amazing gift we could ever consume. You know, they say that the angels do not feel jealousy or envy, okay, the angels. But if they could, they say that's the one area that they would feel it, is that we are able to consume the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so if there's any way, you know, you can share your love for the Eucharist with your sibling somehow in a beautiful heart-to-heart way, and it may go a long way, even down the road. What do you think?
I never thought of that, but that's really a good place to start and talk about the love that I just, you know, I never find anywhere else. But, you know, it's just so peaceful and so much joy when I receive. That's something that I can share with him, with my sisters.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Well, Anne, thank you for the call. God's blessings upon you. We'll pray for you and all of your siblings, your entire family. And we appreciate you listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and making the phone call today. 833-288-3986. How's your long-distance relationship going? Could be romantic, could be a friend, could be a family member, someone deployed, maybe someone you were best friends in high school and you chose to go to different colleges and now you're 1,000 miles away and you want to keep that friendship strong. How are you doing that? 833-288-3986. Okay, Deb, where are we going next?
We are going to Maria in Levittown, Pennsylvania, listening on Holy Spirit Radio. Hi, Maria. Welcome. Maria, are you there? Oh, you didn't walk away from the phone, did you?
Might have to have Rich check in with her.
Yes, Rich, can you pick up the phone and speak to Maria? Yep, he's talking to Maria right now. Okay. So where are we going next?
She's not ready.
Is she?
Sharita next in Anchorage, Alaska. Sharita, welcome to the program.
Cool.
Listening on Anchorage's Catholic radio station. Welcome to Take Two, Sharita. How are you?
Talk about snow. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's strange that you had this topic for discussion today, because just last evening, my husband, who's living in New Mexico, and we made this decision 3 years ago when the children decided to go to different colleges. He moved and took up a job closer to one child, and I remained with the other child. And our long-distance relationship for these past 3 years has been so enriched spiritually. We started to really listen to each other. We started to pray. Most of our phone conversations were prayers. In fact, it turned out to be some kind of spiritual guidance that we kept seeking from each other. So it all worked out for the best. The kids did well having a parent with them. And I'd recommend it in many marriages.
Well, okay, that's interesting, Sherita. So you are still in Anchorage, and your husband is still in New Mexico right now. Is that right?
Yes, and this I'm hoping that my son just graduated, so we're ready. I'm ready to move back to New Mexico, to the warmth this summer.
I'll bet you are. I'm sure you're looking very forward to that. And God has blessed your family, Sherita. You know, it's a unique relationship, unique circumstances where you said, you know, you kept one of the children and is going through school in Alaska with you, and the other one is with your husband going to school with him there, and then you have this ultimate plan of being reunited as a family. That is, it's not an easy thing to do, I'm sure, but you mentioned, you know, that it has enriched your relationship, and you've done the most important thing possible, and that is you've really soaked yourself in prayer and called on the Holy Spirit, I have no doubt, to keep your marriage strong, even from a distance. And I can only believe, Debbie, when they are reunited in New Mexico, it is going to be just a glorious, joyous occasion.
Oh, yeah. What a beautiful, what a beautiful family reunion. But Sherita, let me just ask you this. You know, it's interesting because you said you recommend it, you know, for people. I've often said that, you know, when we're in a family and in a relationship, when we're husband and wife, right, there can be a real easy step towards taking the other one for granted, because you know that they're going to come home. They're going to come home at a certain time. You know, the routine is there. Yeah. But when you have to work, to pick up that phone or to go on to FaceTime or Skype or something like that, and you're praying together, you're right. You really you're in the moment. You're paying attention. You're listening to what the other person said instead of maybe doing the dishes while the other person's talking to you. Right. And so there is this real, right? There's this real intentional effort to appreciate the other person. And I've said that so many times to people. I said, you know, sometimes it's good to, you know, maybe take a little healthy, not a break, but a healthy, a chance to appreciate one another, because it can be strange day to day with the routine. And that's what we noticed with COVID, Jerry. Remember we looked at those stats about how many people in the homes where they couldn't wait to be away from their families, and some were even contemplating divorce after the COVID because they spent way too much time together. Right. So this is really interesting. What do you think about that, Jerry?
I think you're making a great point. And yeah, I remember we did talk about that, the people who were all of a sudden thrust into a situation that they hadn't seen in many decades, and that is all being under the same roof. But yeah, I mean, the phrase, you mentioned it already, absence makes the heart grow fonder, and it certainly sounds like that's what's happening with Sherita and her husband. So we just rejoice with you, Sherita, and we pray for and look forward to the day that you get back reunited with the rest of your family.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, God bless you. You're such a beautiful soul. New Mexico, great place. I love it. So beautiful. And so is Alaska, I have to tell you. Home of the tallest trees I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay.
Well, we got a couple social media comments we can get to.
And Maria's back. Don't forget Maria's
back.
Okay,
Maria, we're going to go to you next after these social media comments and in just a few minutes here. Angela, for me, before FaceTime, Angela's watching the video stream on Facebook. Hi, you guys. For me, before FaceTime, the letter writing made the heart have unrealistic views of the person, especially if the person had the gift of mastering flowery language. Interesting take on that from Angela. And Quincy says, watching and listening from the beautiful Cayman Islands. Long-distance relationships have never worked for me. He says, it worked for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, happily married today. God must always be the foundation of our relationships. Quincy, you are so right. Here's the phone number, 833-288-3986, as we talk about establishing and maintaining long-distance friendships, relationships, and even romances.
We're so glad you're with us. This is turning out to be a fabulous show on long-distance relationships. I want to thank Jerry Usher for putting it on the show calendar. Jerry, good job. Way to go. Give yourself a round of applause, Jer. And we had Maria before the break, and then we got her back, so we're super excited. So we're going to go right back to Pennsylvania, listening on Holy Spirit Radio. Maria, you're back. Welcome.
It's okay. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for being patient there.
Oh, not a problem. I actually want to talk to you about a relationship. I had a friend from middle school. I'm in my 50s now. And we've been friends, you know, because when I go to Mexico, I'll call her and see her. But now it's easier to, with Facebook, it's easier to talk to her. And also with my sister that lives in Mexico, we usually pray the rosary together with WhatsApp. I mean, yeah, WhatsApp. So now it's easier, you know, to communicate with people and keep a relationship.
That's beautiful. I love that. Isn't that beautiful? And you know what's, and you're right, it's so easy now. And that's what we were saying at the beginning of the show. You know, some people say, well, you know, they moved away. It's so far, it's another country or something, but it really is. I mean, if we really care, like you care about your friend from middle school, I love that. I love childhood relationships, uh-huh. And I'm big on that, Maria. And that just goes to show, yeah. I think, your heart. You've got a beautiful heart. So and it sounds like you're a very loyal friend.
Oh, thank you. We try to talk to once in a while. And also with my sister, can you put her in your prayers? Because she has some kind of, her name is Concepcion Malesio. Mm-hmm. She has some kind of anxiety. So she one day she's good and the next day she's not good. So
yeah. Okay.
I was hoping you can put her in the prayer group.
Absolutely. Please tell Concepcion, please tell her that we put her in the book and we will ask Padre Pio. Okay. Padre Pio is like the king of getting rid of anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So let her know that we'll ask Padre Pio.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Maria.
I always listen to your show. I really like it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. We like you, too. In fact, we love you and all of the Take-Two family, because without you and everyone else, the show would not be what it is. So thank you, Maria, for making it a better show today for your phone call. We appreciate that. Talking about long-distance relationships, again, it could be romance that you're trying to move toward possible marriage or you're not sure about that. Maybe it's a family member, maybe somebody deployed in the military. Could be, as we heard, a high school, grade school friend that you now live far apart from each other. But you keep that friendship going. How does that work and how do you do that? 833-288-3986, and we go to Sierra in Spokane, Washington, listening on EWTN.com. Hi, Sierra. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you for waiting.
I'll make this short, but a fun way that I try to keep in touch, it's with a family member. My grandfather, and he is a very, very stubborn man. And recently this summer, I had gone to visit him, and he didn't tell any of us that he was as ill as he was. And so for me, that came off as quite a devastation. And I was just so saddened, and my soul hurt that he felt like he couldn't tell his family or me that he was in so much pain. And so because he's so stubborn, he now doesn't really want to talk on the phone. He doesn't want to FaceTime. And for me, because I have such a strong connection with him, it just really pained me that he wanted to kind of hide off up in the mountains in a cave. And so for Christmas, just to kind of make a compromise with him and his wishes, I got him a picture frame that's called Frameo. And what you can do with this picture frame is it's digital, and you load it with videos, messages, pictures, and you can share it with your entire family. And so every day I made a goal with my family to send him little messages and pictures of our lives. and what we're doing, what we're thinking, prayers, and it goes directly to this picture frame that he has in his living room. And he's expressed with me what a big importance that is to him every day, and he takes it to the hospital with him. And so, I don't know, if you have any stubborn family members out there, I would highly recommend this option.
Just so I'm clear, Sierra, is this something that you can you like upload over the internet new content to this Frameo, or is it just what you put it on there one time and that's what's there? How does that work?
So you can constantly upload to it over and over and over. It has a really huge storage, and it's through like an app on your phone. And so everyone will get to see the photos and the messages that the rest of the family has sent in. And you can personalize it. You can make it a slideshow, pop-ups, whatever you want. But it's kind of like a family group chat thingy in a way. So he doesn't necessarily have to, you know, feel like he's vulnerable. But he can still be with us in so many ways.
Wow, that is just so beautiful. And here we go, technology. We've been talking about that the whole show, how that has really revolutionized how we stay in touch with our loved ones from a distance. And I know that I don't watch a lot of TV, but it seems the little that I watch, there's always these new commercials for these high-tech gadgets, and you're just looking at them going, wow, that is just so cool. And how we wish, you know, we wish we would have had things like that, you know, back when we were growing up in the day, you know, Debbie. But what Sierra is doing and the others in the family, just making a huge difference in her grandfather's life.
Absolutely. Sierra, I typed over to Jerry. I said, would you please respond to Sierra? Because I'm an emotional mess. I just find that what you have done in such a beautiful, loving way for your grandfather it's such a beautiful, not only a gesture, it's a gift. It shows how much you care about him. It shows how much you love your family. It's so incredible. I can probably guarantee you there's a lot of us grandparents out there wishing they had you as their granddaughter. That's
you're sweet.
I mean that, you know, you went, think about it, Jerry, she went the extra mile to make this happen so that her grandfather can feel the love from his family. Mm-hmm. That's precious. You know, in a world where we are tossing away our elderly, where we are pushing the seniors just out of our lives, you are bringing your grandfather very well connected into the loving, you know, embrace of your family through this, you know, this virtual picture frame, you know, that you can do. This is incredible. Sierra, you're amazing. Way to go. That was a home run in my book.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
All right, bless your day, Sierra. Thanks for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We hope that we will hear from you again. The number is 833-288-3986. On YouTube, Janet commented, any relationship takes a lot of work and time if it's going to be fruitful. I have had several friends that lived in my area when we met, but have since moved away. We've kept in touch through social media. Perfect. And if you don't mind, Debbie, I can read Danielle's comment on Facebook. Danielle says, I can't call in right now, but my husband and I met in the Army in Yongsan, South Korea in February of 1999. He was stationed back stateside later that year while I stayed in Korea. Later in our engagement, he was stationed in Kuwait for a year, and after we were married, he was sent back to Korea. It was definitely a test of our commitment to each other, being apart so much, but it has also strengthened the foundation of our marriage that with prayer we can survive anything. We have just celebrated our 18th wedding anniversary and will celebrate our 22nd first meeting anniversary next month.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Love.
That is love. That is love. Well, maybe, you know, I'm sure our producer, Michael Birchfield, is listening to that because, you know, he can use that as a great example, right, Jerry? You want to share the news?
Well, yeah, our producer, Michael, he said he's actually engaged to be married, and he is in Birmingham area, Irondale, and his fiancée is currently in Atlanta. So keep them in your prayers, folks. They seem wonderfully in love from the pictures I've seen and the things I've heard from Michael. So keep them in your prayers. And he's also got a best friend, he said, in the state of Oregon that he talks to a couple times a week. So there you go.
That's cool. Well, you know, speaking to your friends a couple times a week, that's like with, you know, I always talk about Kristen, who I've grown up with since I was a toddler. We have an ongoing conversation, Jerry. We like hardly ever say goodbye. It just, it's one long, it's been a long 54-year conversation. We just pick up where we left off.
Right.
No hellos, no goodbyes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Where are we going next?
Robert is next, and he is in San Antonio listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the program.
Hello, my friends. How are you?
Doing Hi, very Robert. Well, Robert. How are you?
I don't know if you guys remember me. I called in 2 years ago, and I gave you guys chapter one of the Catholic love story. So mm-hmm. I'll quickly share with you chapter two if you want.
Okay.
Oh, definitely. Yes, Robert.
Okay. So quick recap, met my fiance, well, met my girlfriend at the time. This is in 2018. It was July 23rd or 27th. I just remember it was like, I'm Not Going to Take It was the show that you guys did. And she came down on an internship, and she was living in Longview, which is about 6.5 hours away from me. I lived in San Antonio. We met online. And so then things progressed, and the relationship became really strong. She did get confirmed, and she went from zero religion to confirmed Catholic. So we're like, yay! And then we got engaged October of 2019, and then the pandemic hit. And it's like, okay, now what do I do? And of course, I'm being deployed to different hurricanes, because y'all probably may or may not remember, I serve mm-hmm. as a volunteer with the Coast Guard, and I'm a blind attorney and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I had a couple of deployments to different hurricanes and things, and that really tested our relationship because, you know, it's kind of scary. It's Mother Nature's rather unforgiving. So we get to around March of when the pandemic hit, and we were in New Orleans, and I said, look, I got to go back. I got to go to work, and you got to go back to school. And then right around May, that's when she said, enough is enough is enough. Let's elope. And I went, really? And she goes, oh, yeah, let's do it. So then we decided, and we did a little backwards. By the way, tip to you guys, don't get civilly married. Get before you get married in the church. That's a problem. So then we fixed it, and we got married in the church, and we had a military wedding on July 13th of 2020. Now she's back at school. But I guess the whole point is that when the Spirit calls you to act, don't ignore it. You know, it doesn't matter. It's kind of scary. Look, when you jump off a cliff holding hands, at least you're holding hands. And it's like, okay, look, you know, God says, I will give you enough. It will be just enough, but I will give you enough. Don't worry. There's nothing in the world that you're going to face that I'm not aware of. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that works. So that's the whole point. I mean, we faced a global pandemic, and everybody condemns 2020. Me, I will remember 2020 with immense joy, because that is the day, that is the year that my beloved bride and I became one flesh and one body and one person. And so there you go. Because of you guys, that's chapter two. And so, and I missed you guys in San Antonio. I tried to get off work that day, but, you know, unfortunately I couldn't. But I thought of you. I was right across the street. So I was waving to you guys when you were at San Fernando. So,
oh, how nice. Cool. Cool. Yeah, Robert's referring to
our.
Thank you. And that is vice versa. We do too. Yeah, we had a Jerry and Debbie impromptu, unofficial kind of do-it-yourself pilgrimage where a lot of our listeners met up in San Antonio. That was beautiful. But I love it, Robert. You're sharing your book with us, you know, chapter one last time, chapter two this time. And I'll tell you what, as I was listening, it just seems to me God allowed you to find a real gem in your wife. From going from non-Catholic to being confirmed, you know, it sounds like a relatively short period of time. And then you had these situations where one of you had to go this way, one of you had to go that way. And she just said, you know, forget about it. Let's just get married, you know. And so she's a real, real lovely woman, I'm sure. And I'm sure she has definitely found a great man in you as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we're still separated, you know. Okay. I'm sorry, Jerry. I didn't mean to cut you off. We're still separated, so we're still not geographically separated. We're not going to see each other for another 4 months. But that's where the Spirit gives you strength. It's like, you know what? I miss her. My every heartbeat, I miss her. But I am not lonely. I'm not lonely because her love and the love of our Lord fills us up every day, every moment.
Amen. Wow. Amen. I love what you said about, you know, giving a very strong statement to all the Take-Two family, you know, do it the right way, do it with the church, you know, and get married in the church. And you said, be aware of the Holy Spirit and, you know, the promptings of the Holy Spirit and to be aligned with the Holy Spirit. Absolutely, Robert. And you know what I love? I love the joy in your heart, the joy in your voice. And in I think it's so sweet that you gave us, like Jerry said, chapter one, chapter two of your life. Now you do know that we're expecting a chapter three. So I don't know if that means that your family's going to be growing or something like that, but we want to be part of it. Okay.
We're trying.
Okay. Well, we're with you.
We just want 15. I said, you know, we don't want nothing special. I just, let's have a football team.
And listen, Robert, no pressure, okay? You don't have to name one Jerry and Debbie. Don't worry about that, okay?
I told her, I said, you know, can we do like Cletos or can we do like, what was the other one? It was, I've been picking out real weird names. She's like, no.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, God bless you guys. Have a great day. And last thing, if people feel lonely, look up ham radio, because she and I've had my ham radio license for years, and she got her license so that, you know, if the phones go down, we can talk to each other over HF radio or and that kind of thing. So look up ham radio. It's a great way to stay in touch all over the world. And it's older technology. Well, okay, actually it's not. But look up ham radio. It'll blow your mind. It's great stuff.
Yeah, it's been around a lot longer than FaceTime, too. So thanks, Robert. God bless you, brother. We appreciate your call very, very much to the program. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and I want to remind you that on Sundays you get two chances to watch EWTN Pro-Life Weekly. Pro-life, folks. The bishop said the life issues, abortion is the most prominent issue that we have to deal with as Catholic Christians, and Catherine Haydra does a wonderful job on EWTN Pro-Life Weekly. It's in the morning on Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and again in the evening, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio. And Catherine and her guests shine the light of truth on abortion, euthanasia, assisted suicide, and the culture of death. So please join them here on many of these same EWTN stations.
Okay, real quickly, Jerry, Sierra, if you're listening, if you can call back real quickly to the show, speak to Rich and just tell us the name of this virtual frame, because we're getting a lot of text messages. If you can do this before the end of the show, call back real quickly. I know we can go back and listen to the show, but Sierra, it would make it easier for us because we're getting a lot of messages. Everybody wants to follow Sierra's lead and make that a gift to their family members. I think that is beautiful. You see how the Take Two family works? We learn, we grow, we're a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. It all works, Jerry.
I thought the word that she used was frameo.
That's what I thought. I wrote it down. Frameo. Yeah. Okay, so I think it might be that. If it is, Sierra's calling back. Good job, Sierra. She's going fast.
I'm looking at it online. So,
oh, is it?
F-R-A-M-E-O. It's just the word frame with an O on the end.
Okay, that's what I wrote down, and I sent that to Rich, but I wanted to make sure. So we'll, good. Good. This is good.
Awesome.
They're going to be excited that they got a lot of business today, whoever sells that.
Take Two family, you are great. Absolutely great. All right. We got time for a couple more calls. Good Lord willing. Leslie is first. Nick, hold on. You're right behind Leslie, who is in Prosper, Texas, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Leslie. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you for taking my call.
Anytime.
In October of, the October before the pandemic, my 89-year-old at the time father decided to move into a veterans home, and they have these independent living apartments. And, you know, I have two brothers and my sister, we weren't real happy about it because it was in Mississippi. It was going to be far away, but it was his choice, so we went along with it. Then, of course, the pandemic hit, and he decided he didn't want to stay, but he didn't want to move in with any of us. And then after a while, he decided, well, it's best here. But anyway, my story is that I had given him an iPad, and for his birthday, he did not want it, but he took it. Well, that has been a godsend, because while he's been there, we've been able to FaceTime in groups. We've been able to FaceTime individually. He has 11 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. So it really has just been such a blessing.
Wow. Well, this is, as time goes on in people's lives, they have so many beautiful memories of being with family, raising family, spending time with their kids, spending time with their grandkids. And then sometimes the time comes when, like your father had to move into an independent living, a veterans home there, probably, and you said with the pandemic, that certainly created limitations on visits and all of that. So once again, enter technology. And I think that this has to have enhanced his life at this point in many, many ways. What does he express to you about that, Leslie? How important is that to him?
Well, he hasn't said, oh, by the way, thank you, but he uses it all the time. And, he's pretty sharp for 90, and he doesn't realize his limitations now. So I just also want to add that he's lost two younger brothers. Like one was in his late 70s. And so that was devastating to him. And it was just so good just to be able to talk to him on FaceTime. So I know he appreciates it, just being able to be so close to the family. And he's constantly telling us how much he loves us and how he appreciates the calls.
See, but again, you guys are another example of how much you love your family and how much you love, it's so wonderful. See, I believe if we honor our parents and our grandparents, well, it's we know it's in the commandments, but if we honor them and we really love them the way you are and the way Sierra is with her grandfather, okay, I believe the blessings will flow throughout our family. It'll strengthen our family. It'll be a legacy we can leave for generations. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a shame that the world has chosen a different path, but maybe with more conversations like this, Leslie, and your example with your beautiful father, it could help. It really could help all of us to kind of, change the way we think about our parents and grandparents. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Leslie. Appreciate the call. We're going to round things out with Nick, who is in Long Island and listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Nick. Welcome to Take Two. You're going to wrap things up for us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call, Jerry and Debbie.
Sure.
I really appreciate your ministry. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about my relationship with a woman that I met on CatholicMatch.com from Indonesia. And we've been communicating now for about 5 months. Excuse me, through WhatsApp. And, we could do video calls and, it doesn't cost anything. And we're just growing closer and closer. And, as soon as the pandemic allows, we're going to visit one another and spend some time together. And we both really have high hopes about how things are going to go in the future. We both want the same things out of life. We both want to be married and have children.
Well, that's great. If you have those shared values, distance is one thing, but it can be overcome. And you mentioned another form of technology, WhatsApp. I have that on my phone. I can't remember the last time I used it, but if you can do any of this, especially when it's free, you can really be together with someone every day, maybe many times during a given day. And like you said, you've got great hopes of this leading to perhaps matrimony, which is fantastic. And Debbie, I think, openness to life. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So those are the important things, along with getting the marriage done right, as a previous caller said.
Yeah. And Nick, we're going to put you in the book. If you feel comfortable, do you want to give us her first name? We're going to put you in the book. We're going to pray that this, if it's God's will, that you guys keep going. And it's just a beautiful match made in heaven. What do you think?
That's awesome. Her name is Unita. It's spelled U-N-I-T-A.
Got it. Okay, we put you in the book, so we're going to be praying. Keep
us
posted.
Thank you so much for thinking of that.
Absolutely. Keep us posted. We love weddings. I love weddings.
Okay.
Call us with your next chapter, okay, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay, will do. Thank you again.
God bless you, Nick.
Thank you so much. Jerry, real quickly, we're getting one of our Take-Two family members said, did you catch Leslie's 90-year-old dad's name for the book? Did you catch his first name?
I did not, no.
Okay, Leslie, sure if you're listening, asked. Just drop us a quick email or call back real fast and speak to Rich. It's take2@ewtn.com. We love to pray by first name. So and the Take-Two family wants to pray that your dad keeps going strong 90 more years. How's that?
Oh, that's great. Right? All right, Take-Two family, you've been in the new year for 3 weeks already. How's it going with your resolutions, your commitments, the things you wanted to change and make yourself better? Are you going strong, or yeah, you maybe getting a little bit weak in some of those areas? We're going to talk about that tomorrow, Debbie.
I can't wait. That'll be another great show. We just love the Take-Two family. So all of us here at EWTN, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. And as in the year of St. Joseph, we want to always ask St. Joseph, please pray for us. See you real soon.